I see. And then, how many years would you guess you worked for the railroad?
About 4 years.
And the carpentry work you did?
Well, I just off and on jobs. I just worked and on.
And do you have any children?
Yeah, got four.
Okay, could you tell me a little bit about them? Where?
Well, I've got one girl that lives right up. Oh, my four children live here.
Is that
on
right?
My place.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I couldn't go out about them.
Okay, well, please do.
Well, the oldest one married Lester Smith up there, and he works for the state.
Uh-huh.
He's a boss out there. And then the next one's a boy. You marry up, get acquainted with him if you stay around here long.
Uh-huh.
He's works for the electric power company in La Follette. He's superintendent up there.
Uh-huh.
Been there about 20 years.
Uh-huh.
I guess he's got 4 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then I've got one that married Joe Kane out here. He's living in that little house. He's a mechanic for the state. And Jimmy Lee, who's married the youngest girl, he's an electrician, works in Knox for part of the time, just before they send him.
Uh-huh. I see.
Raised four children, three girls and one boy.
I see. Now, where is the furthest you've ever been from this area?
Well, the furthest I've ever been is out in Indiana and St. Louis, Missouri. Through that part of it.
Was that with the railroad?
No. No, that's back before I worked for the railroad. I was just a boy.
Did you take a trip out west?
Yeah.
How old were you when you did that?
About 18, I guess.
How far did you go? Is that to Indiana, or did you go?
We went to Ravensville, Indiana, and on in St. Louis. East St. Louis. You know where I tell you?
Sure. I was born in St. Louis.
You were?
Yeah.
East St. Louis, you know, is most of everything there on that side was packing companies,
yeah.
Packing houses. I guess they're there yet, ain't they?
Oh, yeah, I guess they're. I was born on the other side of the river in Missouri, you know.
Yeah.
And that was, it's East St. Louis on the Illinois side, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
East St. Louis is across the Mississippi River.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, it seems that a lot of young men in your generation took a trip out west.
They did. There's a fellow raised there, he's a little friend of me, the name is Jim Hunter. And he went to St. Louis and moved there. Everybody knowed him, and all of us boys go to leave home and go to Jim's.
Uh-huh. I say they all take a trip like that, huh? Now, would you tell me a little bit about your wife? Where was she born?
She's born on Cold Creek, Throw Rock into the
Cold
creek.
Creek.
Right on down below the Queen of Land of Peace.
Okay. And what was your maiden name, Miss Queen?
Laura Ellen.
And how about your formal education?
Well, I completed eighth grade.
Are your parents from, were that your ancestors all from this part
Campbell
of the country?
Campbell County, yeah.
They was raised on the river, her parents was.
Well, was that big Campbell County?
Hmm? Yeah. That country's all covered up with water where she was raised.
Uh-huh. You know, the TVA has really changed everything, hasn't it?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And I talked to some people over in around Bristol, and they had to move because their whole farm is now under that Holston River there.
Yeah.
Holston
River. Well, now, ours, that was raised above the fork, and she was raised on Cove Creek. I guess water's 100 foot deep where she was raised.
Is that right?